Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, Loz. And morning, everyone listening as well.
We eagerly await this barrier draw for the Longines Queen Elizabeth Stakes this morning. And Mugger 2 has been confirmed with Hugh Bowman to again be in the saddle.
Yeah, it just adds that extra dimension to the race, doesn't it? I know he's a bit disappointing on the weekend, but probably looking for that little bit further. And it'd be interesting to see if he can measure up to the likes of very elegant for the day, but even it's going to be an interesting race. I think the barrier draws today, guys, not as important as, say, for sprint races for mine. You know, the Sydney Cup, the other one that we'll get the barrier draw for. And really, it's just going to come down to who can run 2 miles there. And we know the class of the day. We know the adaptability of him, and also very elegant to some degree as well. Probably doesn't have as much speed as the day, but doesn't really matter as much if they draw wide, because they're just those class horses that have shown in the past that they can overcome that. So it'll just be fascinating to see what the makeup of the field is for the Queen Elizabeth, how many decide to take them on. There's obviously Mugger 2 will be there, but there's a few others to make decisions there this morning. So we'll see how that pans out, but can't wait for that. And I can't wait for the Sydney Cup as well, guys. I think it's going to be a great race this year. Plenty of different angles you can look for. I think there'll be a few roughies that'll be being specced by a lot of punters for sure.
What about Nature Strip, mate? Very dominant on the weekend. Is he off to Royal Ascot or not?
Yeah, no Royal Ascot for Nature Strip this year, but there is a bit of talk that he might head north, guys, for the Doomben 10,000. There's a bit of a theory last year that maybe he's not the best horse to leave in the paddock for too long, because he's such a good doer and can get away from him a little bit and take a long time to sort of get fit again. And we know he was disappointing in the spring. That was probably more due to a few other factors. You know, he had a bit of mishaps with the barrier and a couple of other little bits and pieces, a little step back and whatnot. So, having said all that, we know that Chris Waller likes to use this Queensland Winter Carnival, and I'm a bit of a believer of that as well, guys, that you can just keep those fitness levels up. It just keeps them in training that little bit more. They can go up there and get the sunshine on their back with a nice little spell afterwards. And just keeping them in training that little bit longer means it's not that big a gap between autumn and spring. And we see that a bit more this year, where trainers are happy to race their horses a bit more, where probably back in the older days it was, you know, autumn, spring and nothing in between. But a lot of horses, you know, react well to having that another run in between.
How's the recovering going for Winona Costin? She suffered that fall at Gundagai on Sunday.
Yeah, it was just going to the barriers there for race 3. It dislodged from her mount there behind the barriers. So she was transported to Wagga Hospital. I think she's heading to transfer to Sydney today, but had some scans, and they later confirmed some suffered fractures to her face, nose and upper jaw there. So also needed some stitches to a wound on her nose. So poor Winona, she hasn't had the greatest deal of luck with falls and injuries over the last few years. And this one, you know, just one of those bad luck ones behind the barriers, like any fall is really. It's just a bad luck with horses, you know, either falling themselves or maybe putting in a rough stride, and you know, it can happen at any stage. So we wish Winona the best in her recovery, and hopefully she'll be back in the saddle as soon as possible.
Just have a text from a listener. Can Davo give his opinion of Dallasan, which, of course, ran third in the Doncaster, and I think he's going to back up in the Queen Elizabeth, isn't it?
Yeah, he is. Whether he can take on a couple of big guns, I'm not sure, but he was really well prepped up for that on the weekend. He got a nice run. He presented at the right time and just appreciated that thing out of the track as well. So whether the drying track's going to help him, I'm not sure. But, no, he's going really well. And always love horses on a backup as well, guys. I think it's underrated by the market. And generally, they fire well on backups, most horses.
Armidale today, what do you like?
Yeah, a couple for me there today, guys. Race 4, number 12, Pump It Up for Sterling Osland. He's got a good strike rate on his home track. The figures in this horse last preparation stack up well. He's drawn one with a good jockey aboard in Matt McGarren. I just think if she can hold a spot midfield, she's going to be hard to hold out late here at around that $4-plus mark. And race 8, number 13, Cabrier. If you're looking for a roughie, $31, I think it is, and about $8 to play. So I'll be happy to play the place more than the win here, because he's going to get a fair way back and he's up against a couple of nice ones. But he ran a cracker first up last preparation. He's got a really good turn of foot, this horse, and I just think if they overdo it up front, he can flash home and hopefully run into third or second spot.
Big price indeed, as you mentioned, 31 to win, 7 the place with Tab, and race 4, number 12, Pump It Up, $3.70 as it stands. Dave, have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Cheers.